Actually, we
should wait for the podcast. We actually had a discussion about the subs. We might change the rule.
I think that's actually what I heard might be a thing too.
Yeah, so. But it's not going to be the way you think, because I'm like, if we do it that way, Joe K is going to freaking put a D1 team in D5.
You're fucking correct. You know who did that? Topper. You know who did that? No, Joey Bats.
Matty Ice.
Yeah, everybody that isn't me.
Yeah.
No, my thing was it's two separate things, the sub issue and then the playing on two teams. The sub issue is fine. Like, the way that it's worked out, you have less
sub list won a team a game this week.
See, here's the problem. We love Dave Baker, but we don't want him to get out of control. That's our problem right now.
For the record, this is not what he really means. He just wants to get a rise out of me.
No, I would never.
Podcast.
I would never.
That's all you would do, because that's what I would do to you. We're the same person.
Sometimes.
Most times.
I love Dave Baker.
Who doesn't?
Oh, by the way, can we make it our mission, if everybody's going to be a football Saturday, we have to get a good picture of him? So
I heard about that.
I went into the wormhole and didn't find
him. So
can we do it?
I had a conversation with the people today. We literally, they showed me the template. I'm now working on templates. And it looks like a silhouette. There's too much darkness. So she's like, listen, you got to get him with better light. And so what happens is, if I get a picture Saturday, get them to it by Monday, then I can have it for the next Saturday, the guaranteed delivery.
Is he going to be there on Tuesday? Is that still a go?
Oh, yeah.
We can just
Tuesday.
Do it Tuesday. So I
Joe
may
K's
may,
coming to
I've
practice.
Infiltrated the special practices. I've already done it once.
I got to get you the mic. Do you have the microphone or do I?
You have it. Because if I had it, I'd
if
use
I could
it.
Get you the microphone in time?
Yeah, you could probably walk to your car right now, get it, and give it to me.
I don't think it's in my truck.
If it's not there, then you've lost it. We need to buy 6 new microphones.
You are listening to the Top All Sports Podcast.
We're back. And here's Lenny.
Before we begin the podcast, we got to go back to an earlier conversation we just had. You're going to the cult-like practice.
Yes.
Can you give us like a sneak peek of what's about to happen?
I'm not going
to
give you any sneak peek until I do my expose later.
So, update. So, ladies and gentlemen, apparently, earmuffs, Emily, Joe K has been invited to the Emily cult-like practices that they've been having every week.
They're run by Jeff Kroll. I know that.
Okay, they're running by Jeff Kroll. And
we
now
interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
We're going
to
have an inside reporter. Apparently, Joe K has been invited, and he is going to be...
Are
you going to play, or are you just going to be there?
No, I already did. I already played. I did it once already. I tried really, really hard. I, like, juiced up and tried to run really fast with
When you
Tiger.
Say juiced up, you drank the Kool-Aid.
No, I used, like, cocaine. Like, that's the only way I'm keeping up with these guys.
Kind of funny. Like, you want cocaine trying to run with Tiger.
Cheat to win at practice. That's how you got to do these things, right?
Taking notes.
This is great. This is good news. I want to know what's going on. I want to be in the middle of that. They would never let me in.
I mean, you probably just walk in.
Yeah, it's not like there's a
nobody's really
going to
stop you.
No, they would. They'd be like, he can't be here. He's going to tell everybody our secrets.
There's no secrets.
Yeah, and we'll tell the 14-pound girl working at the front desk to kick you out.
Yeah, she can only kick you out of like the squash courts, man.
The picture's probably on there next to Al Bundy. Don't cast.
I was actually surprised, and maybe this is just because it's the one that I played in, but there wasn't like much like game planning or like play calling. It was a lot of
pickup.
Yeah, it was just a lot of just go do this, and then like occasionally like receivers would call their plays on the sideline and. It would work. I mean,
well, they're all friends and they play in different teams. They don't want each other. And Hootie's playing tight ends in motion. And we'll get to that a little later today. But they don't want each other to know the plays.
They all know the plays. They all run the same playbook.
All right. Oh no.
Oh yes.
I know. So good evening and welcome at the 3:15 second mark. My name is Lenny and welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast.
Yay.
You can always follow us on Topper Sports. We have a Facebook page. Don't follow us on social media. That's totally gay.
What?
Don't do that at all.
They should follow us.
No, they shouldn't. It's dumb.
I think I'm going to take over the Twitter account from you and make it better.
I think it's dumb. I think Twitter's dumb. Don't be on Twitter. That's dumb.
Why? Why is that dumb?
It's
What's
dumb.
Wrong with Twitter?
It's dumb. I hate when people are like, follow me on social media.
Because you don't understand it.
I ate cereal for breakfast. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah, but don't you want to know what Topper's doing?
I had a sandwich for lunch.
Don't
tweet,
you,
tweet, tweet.
Don't you want to know what I think Topper's doing at any exact moment?
No, you can just call us and tell us. Don't do the tweet thing. What is a tweet?
Or like, if you want to be a model, send me your picture.
I don't get it.
Bees brother. Rest in peace, brother.
Is he still alive?
Maybe. Has he ever been truly alive?
I don't know. He's just suspended. He's dead to me, so I don't talk to him anymore.
Oh, God.
I just didn't know if he was still alive or not.
Greatest heartbreak.
So, good evening and welcome. As always, you can hear him. Joe K is back. Joe K, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Len. Yeah, we held the fort down without you.
It was rough, but I listened to it, and Joey Betts talked a lot. So
it wasn't rough. When Joey Betts is here, he has instant credit.
Yeah, he's great.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome back.
Thanks. I was on sabbatical.
You got money. Well, yeah, I was scouting Chicago locations for the next ESL.
We're going to do this. Yeah, Molly Morgan was here. Molly Morgan opened up.
Yeah, because you probably told her she had to or she wouldn't be on again.
You know my lie? I looked right in the eye and said, Molly Morgan, this is the time you have to bring the thunder. You have to talk about your feelings and tell us things. And
can
she
we
said,
yell
okay.
at her? Because you gave her and before to your playing guy the money to go mini golf, and yet it did not happen.
not her fault.
I
can explain the story real quick, and I'll try to do this in the nicest way possible. 40-year plan guy had a family situation. Yeah, they had a death in the family. So
for real?
Yeah, for real. Definitely for real.
All right. Sorry,
so hopefully it's actually tomorrow and Wednesday is supposed to be gorgeous. I'll text her when we leave here, and I'll be like, Molly Morgan, why aren't we playing golf?
She'd done it today. Today was a great day.
Yeah, well, she'll do it. She promised she would. I think it's more on him than her.
I mean, obviously.
There's a whole situation with Molly Morgan, 40-year plan guy, and different people.
Well, let's be clear. If he was good at talking to women, he wouldn't be somebody's 40-year plan guy.
No.
There you go.
And guess what? Somebody was nice enough to come talk to us today. His name is Zach Newberry. Zach, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Zach, this is the fun part in where we get to ask you questions about how you got here and all this other good stuff. So, yeah, as I always say, here's your 90 seconds. Give us the Zach Newberry story. We'd always like to know
how
you got
here.
Who are
you? Where'd you come from, pal?
Started in this league 2006, actually. The infamous James T. Hearn. I was working with him at Dave and Adams, and he said they needed a couple extra guys in a D2 team that John Collins Project at the time.
I remember.
So we came in. First year struggled a little bit in D2 and then ended up winning D2 and then lost a whole lot of D1 championships until Paul, our quarterback, who then was a referee for
Paul Nope.
Yep. Retired.
A big guy?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
No, he was a little older guy.
Older guy that he was probably in his 40s, but he looked like he was like 20 something.
And Dennis May, Jeff May, the ref's brother, actually played on his team as well.
Wow. Yep.
And then so that team broke up and ended up, unfortunately, two seasons with Ford as the quarterback as the Rejects, I think, was our team name. And the better Tommy Hughes, or the award-winning Tommy Hughes. And then ended up with the lesser Tommy Hughes and Cole with Dwyer's. And then they were DNA. And then I think they went to Public Enemy after then and then played with Mayhem. So the other May brother, Jeff May. And then we changed sponsors to Witters after Jeff left, and then Bullet Club and Witters last year, and now just Witters this year.
Mayhem.
Because
Mayhem.
Of you, Lenny's.
That was the inaugural winners of the wine tournament belt.
It was.
Hot pink.
Zach, you want to hear something cool?
What's that?
Dodgers 3, Braves 2.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that. We don't need to talk about that.
So you were in the original Mayhem. So were you on that was a team that was divided. Were you Proby's brother at the time or Khan?
He's con. He's Zach super con.
I don't know.
He's not a positive guy.
He's pleading the fifth.
Yes.
You can just answer now because Lenny's super con, B's brother, so you're safe now.
Right. Well, no. People always got to say what they feel, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Pro?
I was...
Or con?
I don't... I was con the treatment of B's brother.
What, buying him?
That he was such a star?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Or do you feel he's been abused by the league?
Abused by the league.
See, there was a lot of people that actually thought that. Yeah. They thought it was a joke, and it really wasn't. Like, I try to tell people, like, we were having some fun with the storyline, but, you know, and Joe K and I will tell you this all the time. You know how many times I picked him up and did 8 million things? We tried to get him a job. We picked him up. We got him lunch. We did a lot of things for him.
Honestly,
we made him a star in 2 videos.
The only reason that he's, like, suspended is because he lied to you about... job application.
He really hurt my feelings.
We were trying to get him to a job and move out of his mom's house because he was so unhappy there.
We were trying to help him.
And he just decided to straight up lie to Lenny.
Just
don't lie to Lenny. That's like the one thing you're not supposed to do.
I tried to help him get a job. Like I was trying to, I remember this, Joey Batts, you know, we talked about him earlier. Joey Batts literally, I think I still have the text, and Garrett Beesing as well, said, listen, tell me where and when. I will pick you up and literally take you to the place. If you need to have a job interview, we will drive you there.
Nope. We just needed the dash cam. That's all we needed.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. Joey Batts, actually, I was talking to him last week, and he said, listen, let's get the dashboard cam. Let's hook it up to a golf cart, and we're going to take a lap.
You know, it's time to do that.
I've heard that idea many times, and it never happens.
Okay, but think of this now.
The problem,
you know why?
No, the problem is that you get hung up on which golf cart to buy.
Yes.
Like, you can't decide if should it be the Batmobile golf cart, the A-Team van.
True.
Which I think it should be the A-Team van, by the way.
Yeah, and I agree.
And that's where we get stuck.
But this is where we're missing.
Can't you just use that unused cart that's sitting in the back of the bar?
Why would that be anywhere close to fun?
That would be too easy.
That'll lead to goat cart races.
You know how the garbage man hangs on the back of the garbage car? We're going to have Burr hang on the back of the golf cart. That's how this is going to work.
Okay.
Because what I've realized is, as awesome as Joey Batts is, when Joey Batts and Burr are in the same room, magic happens.
Yeah.
Those two guys share the same brain. They are insane. They're funnier when you and I are in the room. We're funny. Burr and Joey Batts, way funnier than us.
I don't believe that for
a second. I'm telling you, they're insane.
No, stop being submissive in this.
Literally insane. Okay. I'm just saying.
All right.
So we played Mayhem, and then actually, let's go back to Mayhem for a second. There was a little bit of a falling out, if memory serves me right.
You could say there was Mayhem.
There was the Zach camp, and there was the Nick camp. That was the rumor I was hearing.
Yeah, I don't know if there was ever at odds. I think we just realized that we probably couldn't play together as a team anymore. We were not getting along on the field. We were always friends off the field. It's just mm-hmm. on the field, things were not going well. So,
and that happens all the time.
Yeah. So we decided it was time to go separate ways. And I think Nick and Tammy weren't even sure they were coming back until they ended up still playing with Jay-Z last session. And then now they both have jobs out in Rochester, and they're not around this year.
So. And they played one season with Jay-Z, and it's a coincidence they're not here anymore.
Yeah, you said it.
Your words, Lenny.
Think about this, though. Like, let's talk about this for 1 minute. So everybody on site played with Jay-Z, and then they left and started their own team.
Correct.
What about that girl, that really Alex. Cute girl? Yeah, she shows up one day, and then she's gone. Was playing with Jay-Z, did that run her away?
She didn't come back to the league. I don't know. I got to text her.
Is it Jay-Z?
I mean, I don't know.
She plays with
I
us.
I don't have the facts.
She plays on our softball team on Wednesdays, and I see her, and I think she's just busy because she just said she has lots of other things going on.
When you're done with the
Kool-Aid,
she's
supposed to be on the Bipolar Express. So
can you hop in on Wednesday, like when you're done with the practice on Tuesday, and go to softball on Wednesday and find out what's going on?
Depends on if I'm allowed to.
I got to get you the microphone.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Then you got to give it back to me because we're still going to freaking Mary Poppins' house.
Yeah, I hear that.
That is happening.
Oh, don't think I won't, because I will, Emily Curry.
What about that little recorder that you had at the banquet 2 years ago that you did?
That's the microphone he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, get that.
That's what we're looking for.
And that'd be kind of funny. I think that'd be a cool little thing if just Joe K and I just, like, once a week, we just picked a TSL and we went to their house and started interviewing them questions. Like, that would be funny.
Fuck it, let's go bowling.
Imagine one day Daryl Carr's like getting out of bed. It's like 7:30 in the morning. We're waiting on his doorstep for him to walk out. Daryl Carr, can we have 10 minutes of your time?
But the trick is he's actually just getting home.
Can I tell you, Coach Jay did not know who Daryl QB superstar.
Oh my God!
How does he not
Emily,
know?
Why are you still with this man? He doesn't know who B's brother is. He doesn't know who Daryl Carr is.
That's probably why.
We needed
she's
to
with
get him.
Him
a binder of.
We need to do more than that. We got to take him to school and get him in like in a classroom.
We should get like a syllabus.
It's official.
Something.
You need to make trading cards.
Oh,
we really do. Oh like we have Coach Jay school. We almost need Coach Lenny school. Like he comes into a class for 1 hour and we teach him all the storylines. Who's who? What's going on?
You've never made trading cards yet?
No.
Wow, I feel like that's something you to come up with by
we
now.
We can be like TSL Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
And everybody has like a superpower.
Oh my gosh.
Joey Bats, the power of hemorrhoid.
And then there should be rare ones that are Lenny's drawings. That tough ones to find.
Yeah.
Zach, welcome to the game.
The rare ones.
Spectacular.
I would do the drawings. I'm drawing again, so that's a good
thing. Drawing again.
How about you start doing that? Draw some cards.
You should draw the cards. That's true.
I could draw again. I'm motivated to draw again, so maybe I could.
They're all animated. So all the trading cards are animated.
So anyway, Zach, so you went to Mayhem, and then
yeah,
then this Witters thing started.
Yeah, well, Mayhem and Witters, they just took over as a sponsor when Jeff left because Mayhem didn't work anymore when we didn't have a May.
Yeah.
Witters had a good quarterback.
I literally just got that.
You guys did.
Yeah, Jeff May.
And then so Witters was just a sponsor, and the current Witters has absolutely nothing to do with the old Witters. It's just, me and Liz are the only mainstays or leftovers from the previous D2 Witters. So
the OGs.
Yeah, because Witters is for sale right now, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Huh. I wasn't ready for that.
I don't know if they're going to sell it, though. I think they put a price on it to see if somebody would buy it. And
they, like, inflate the price just in case somebody would bite at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that old gag.
Oliver Street is a hustling, bustling town, so mm-hmm. you never know. What's that all about?
Shit goes down on Oliver Street.
Of course it does.
So, can I, Emily, quick question. Like, literally, you said Daryl Carr, QB superstar, and Coach Jay looked at you like you were insane.
Sorry.
Yeah. Zach. He's like, who is that? The older guy? And my jaw dropped, and I fainted.
Did you tell him, like, that there was probably a 60-40 chance that you could end up with Daryl Carr and not him? Like, he has no idea how lucky he really is?
I know. Maybe we should tell him that on Saturday.
Well, maybe we should. Wow.
Or tomorrow when the podcast goes live.
I told him if Lenny heard him say that Lenny might like end up in a hospital or
something. I would have had a heart attack and cried. I guess who my first picture is going to be.
Daryl.
It's going to be a very sad Coach Jay picture.
Oh.
Wow. He's like our greatest star. I mean, Joey Bats, I didn't mean to say that if you're listening.
Shut up, Joey Bats.
Joey Bats knows he's our second greatest star.
Yeah, Daryl's number one.
He's number one.
So is Coach J school happening this week? I know it got literally rained out if it was going to happen last week.
Right now we need to talk. And the Godfather, to his credit, talked about this. And actually, I did in my article. Like, we've been watching a lot of terrible football.
Yes.
So that's terrible football. That's what I wanted to say too. Is that a lot of people come up and say, I can't catch the ball. I don't know how to run routes. Like, I wish I could play better. And it's like, cool. Yeah, we all want to get better. We all want to be athletes. And I'll say, go to Jay's boot camp. And then no one goes.
Well, because you call it boot camp, and that scares people.
I say clinic, camp,
it's X-Men
whatever.
School. It can be whatever it needs to be. It's we're here to help you
I
get
use
better.
A lot of different names.
Maybe we need a banner.
In my article, I had brought this point up, and forgive me for not having it exact, but there were 21 games were played 2 weeks ago. And of those 21 games, 9 teams scored under 14 points, and I think 14 teams gave up over 40 points. That's a lot of crappy football.
Yeah.
So, and I also brought
that's
the point
also
up.
That's a lot of discrepancy in divisions. That's
yeah, true but too. My point is if you go to Coach J's school for 1 hour and you get one touchdown better, like 9 of those games that were decided by a touchdown or less, like maybe they switch.
So I'll just say this. A lot of people have seen Maddie's Angels play. I think that there's a lot of really good girls on the team. Mm-hmm. The majority of them played on the Brunettes when Jay was coaching for us for the tournament. And a lot of girls got significantly better with just basic skills from learning hand-eye drills and learning how to run routes. Just little things of like counting your steps, watching the ball go into your hands. Like basic things that no one tells you to do unless... You know what I mean? Like, if a girl's never played football, guys are like, just go out and catch it. But people don't say the little things you need to know.
Question.
I got two questions.
Yeah.
One, when does this take place?
This
boot camp?
Well, it depends on Coach A's schedule. We always have to get with him and find out.
And then two, how much does it cost?
It doesn't. Coach A is nice enough to say, show up at 9 a.m. And I will help you for an hour. And I'm paraphrasing. Coach A literally comes out, gets all his stuff, and shows you how to run routes and catch ball. Like, that's just the offensive part. I said, I'll help you with the defense. We'll help you with anything. We'll walk you around the field and show you who's good and who does this. We could turn this into like something crazy if you want it to be. But it has to start with you.
I mean, I remember when I went to the first camp and I thought, all right, let's see who shows up. And we had a couple people, and it was cool. Mm-hmm. But Jay literally busts out, like, cones and tennis balls and, like, all this stuff. And he's so serious. Like, it's not even maybe people think that it's just, like, a joke because you and I are involved, and I get that. But this is, like, real.
Mm-hmm.
Jay is way too serious to make this a joke about people. He's literally there. He just wants to help other
people. Brent McKenzie and Ferger were there. They literally looked, and they're like, really? And then all of a sudden, Ferger's and Brent are like, holy smokes. Okay, I understand what's happening now.
Right.
Like, they were doing all these hand-eye things, and like, man, this is great. Mm-hmm. And it was working well.
Question. I know who Daryl Carr is. Who's Jay?
Just a guy.
Coach Jay.
For the people listening that may not know
he
who
is
Coach
the really
Jay
awesome referee.
Handsome.
Yes, he's big blonde guy. He plays on Angry Buffalo.
He's
the one person in Angry Buffalo everybody likes. he has not threatened to quit once. He's probably the only player that hasn't.
Yeah.
And he's one of our best refs. We love Coach Jay.
He's their new quarterback now, isn't he?
He could be, for all we know.
No, it's not.
Oh, do we know who it is?
Gravy.
Ramirez?
Who's Gravy?
The guy that kind of looks like Rob Gronkowski a little bit.
Gronk from CSR?
No. Like big Polish-looking guy, brown hair, kind of big nose.
Nobody has any clue.
Well, we'll see Gravy this Saturday. So let's go real quick before we go to these games, because Zach, I know this is always a hot button topic. Let's ask you. Let's talk about this sub and people playing on things. And Joe K, you can hop back in on the conversation. We'll have it one more time.
Sure.
So we're 5 weeks in. Like, how are we feeling about subs and people on different rosters? Like, where are we all sitting?
I don't know. I think the sub thing, I think, as I said earlier when we first got here, the sub thing and then the playing on multiple teams were two separate issues. The sub thing, all you had to do was crack down on the list of people that could use and what they could have sub, and people were taking advantage of it. And I think that has certainly changed this year. But
I think we've done good
session.
With that.
How many sub requests have you been getting on, like,
it's
average?
It's insane. We are 5 weeks through. And forgive me, I think, well, we canceled the 10 o'clock, so I had one, I think 9. And I think after 5 weeks last year, I think I had 45.
Yeah, okay.
It was insane. It was only like 10, 15 a week.
I mean, I'm on the same wave on this, like what Zach was saying. Like the sub list part of it, you nailed that. Like, you got a much bigger universal sub list, which helps because there's, like I said, just having more people around. And it's usually the people who are technically pretty much at the fields all day. And then you got more quarterbacks, which was an issue too. So, like, the sub list thing is taken care of. And I like that you have 4 sub requests, so you can't Jay-Z it up and request Katie Keller at 9 a.m. every day.
I woke up every Sunday morning at like 11 o'clock. I go to my inbox and Jay-Z, hey guys, we're using Katie Keller.
Just auto sending it at that point.
Yeah, and then the only time he did is when Matty Ice was like, okay, now we're using Katie Keller.
Right.
So,
and like that was great. That fixed that. That basically stopped. I mean, he was abusing it in that retrospect, and that was cool. But then when it comes to two people on two different teams, I think that's like where we need to, like, maybe, like, loosen up the quarterback-only thing still.
Well, the good news is Topper and I had a conversation. Ramir and I have not talked yet, but Topper's not going to be here Saturday, so Ramir and I will have a nice chance to have a chat, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to call it the Dave Baker rule, because Dave Baker is, like, one of the most loved people in this league. We love him.
What about Zach?
We like
Zach,
too.
Right here.
We don't like Zach as much as we love Dave Baker. Dave Baker is, like, up here, though. We love Zach, but Dave Baker's, like, tell me if Zach and Dave Baker were going to the poll for president, Dave Baker probably win.
I'd vote for Zach.
You don't know my campaign.
I plead the fifth.
That's true.
Yeah, of course you plead the fifth, Emily Curry. But my point is like, literally, every time I see Dave Baker, I want to cry because I'm like, I want to put you on Sticky Bandits, but I got to honor this rule till spring. But what I don't want to happen is all of a sudden all these teams start conniving, and then here we go again with the same problem.
But yeah, Dave Baker is the heart and soul of Sticky Bandits.
Yes,
you guys
yes.
literally took out their yes. beating heart from a live team.
We're
just
putting
left
it in a cardboard cutout, though.
Dead to
yes,
die.
Yes, we did.
That's how
but
I'm
we're bringing it back. Five. It's coming back in a cardboard cutout. We're not animals.
Yeah, I still have bitterness with that rule even still this session. So because it is still that the QB's got special treatment on
they
that.
Did.
And even though Joey Batts admitted this week that I was the best QB in the league after my play the week before.
Oh, shit. What'd you do?
Nothing. I actually was terrible. But I just said that I don't play anymore because I didn't want to embarrass the rest of QBs in the
what?
League. And,
what?
And he fully
what?
Agreed. So,
okay.
Breaking news, though. I don't think he's playing for Shintas in the spring.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rumor. He said he agrees with actually what Zach was saying. Two teams is enough, he said.
Yeah,
that's only fair.
Like the thing that the part that sucked about it is like I had two groups of friends, and one I had brought into a lower division of a whole bunch of people who had never played in the league before, and I couldn't leave them this session to play
them.
With Bullet Club, and would have still liked to play both, and I get to hear crap from Joe yep. K over there. Every
the fight we're always going to have is, and it, once again, use a name like Dave and Zach, a perfect example. Guys like Zach and Dave Baker, who people like, who could do, people aren't going to have a problem with. It's the guys that are going to connive
like
and
who?
Say, I'm not going to say names because that's unfair. But that we know who they are.
I know.
And they're going to say, oh, look, we can get this guy and this guy and this guy. And all of a sudden, they're
well,
going to have these super
that,
teams again.
Well,
and here we go.
Isn't that the thing then? One, just, you only get one person.
Yeah, but still, even then, it might not work because who
it
could that one person
work.
Be?
You write it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
we would
I got
say,
a better idea.
The only person we have that plays on another team like that is Zach.
What we're actually going to end up doing, I think, is we're going to have you submit our roster, or you're going to submit your roster to us before we approve it. And when we approve it, you can do it.
That's fair.
Because we're going to look at it and we're going to tell you what division you're going to as well. Because right. if we think your team's well, too that, stacked, you're going to the show.
Because everybody's stacking them.
Got it. And I'm going to be sitting there too. Waiting on you.
I
if
mean,
I think you stack it, I'm sending you to the show.
Like, you were worried about, like, not having a D2, but honestly, D3
we're gonna have
a D2. D3 is so D2-y.
It is. We're gonna. I think what D1's gonna suffer, and it is what it is. But I think we're gonna chop D1 down to six teams. I think we're gonna have an 18 D2, and then the half a D3, like the Stickies, the Uncle Ricos, the Cobblestone. They're gonna stay there with like the good teams in D4 and kind of merge in together.
Yeah, because it was weird that we dropped like Puckett All Stars down. They were good in
D3. We didn't. They asked to come down, and then Uncle Rico's was nice enough to come up. Puckett should never have gone down, but they wanted to.
That's rough.
Once again, I
get it, but there's that gray area.
They're a tweener.
Yeah, they're that's why yep. we have a D3 and usually a D2 to supplement that. But whatever.
Yep. But so, it's there's teams that are always on that line, like they're flirting with it right now, you know, and that's what we have to deal with.
I get that. So
we got a team in D6 that shouldn't be in D6.
No.
We've got a team or two in D5 that are flirting with the line. We've got a
it's always hard with new
teams.
It's always hard with new teams, though. Like, it's not on you. It's just we play them for a season.
Every time I watch Peachy Platoon play, I want to kill myself because that team should not be in D6, and it is irking me to death.
What division?
What
they should be in four.
D6.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. What?
They got a guy that plays semi-pro.
When I watched this week, their girls are not D6 girls. They're very good.
Yeah, yeah. But their guys, well, the one guy played for Turner. They were like...
blue?
Dark blue. Dark blue and gold.
Yeah. But their guy played with Turner last season on Marketing Mayors. He's really good. Dean, I think his name is, and he's their quarterback. But they got a guy who plays semi-pro, and it's like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
yeah, no.
We're 24 minutes in. We did have some games. We canceled the 10s, but we had some 11s, so let's hear about those.
11 o'clock, one topper too many with 36. Bullet Club takes a loss with 12. HK4 put up 37. The Ultimate Warriors score 17. Passless Jabs lose with 18 on the board. Aww. McKenzie Agency rolls with 41. Peachy Platoon 32. Practice Squad 20. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
Joseph K., we weren't sure if one took top or too many was for real, and then they
Talk
came
about
to town.
It.
What happened?
Well, you wouldn't let us have Zach for the season.
No.
I'm kidding. But honestly, just played like shit. Is that easy to say? Not having three girls is always rough because we like rotating our girls. Usually, like I said, I mean, we've had five at times. And unfortunately, one went to Ellicottville, the other one was supposed to be there, and then woke up with a super stiff neck. And that happens. So only had two girls, and we're used to having a girl advantage. But when you have Topper who's trotting out both Clarks and Kelly Sable to replace, you know,
that was pretty awesome.
Kelly Little.
That's
like,
awesome.
What the fudge in that scenario? JJ's for as good as she is, she's not fast enough to keep up, and Sam is still figuring out the game. She does well, but she's not, you know, it'd be better if we had like a Jess or a Sarah there too.
The Clarks are getting crazy good.
They're getting
been good, but they are going to other levels
now. That's a big thing. They played
Brandi
really
Clark's
excellent.
Ability to read and react to things on defense amazes me.
I mean,
she sees it happen before it happens.
It was I mean, we got down to the goal line on the first drive in two plays, and we couldn't punch it in. And then it was like, well, if we needed a girl play, we couldn't do anything because we couldn't bring another one in. So that was always rough. Jeff threw some really good balls, but we dropped him, and then that led to us getting behind. Topper played really, really well. I don't know if he's juicing or not.
We'll find out.
Like, he threw it out at the corner, and it was the hardest ball I've ever seen him throw. It was ridiculous. It was amazing. So they played really well. They made the right plays, and we would get close, but we wouldn't score, and that's usually how you lose football games. We get into
And
saw
Topper's
some interceptions.
5-0, right?
Yeah, that's what happened. You got behind, so then Jeff had to kind of force some other throws, and then that led to the picks, and it was just like, you can't force throws like when Drew is there and he's, you know, 7-8 with a wingspan of 27 feet.
Slovati is so smart, like offensively and defense. Like, Dove's helping them on offense.
That's
Slovati's
the only way.
Helping them on
defense. Dove didn't even show up to the game. Slovati was there, and honestly, like, that's the only time we really scored is the time Slovati like had a hiccup. Like we Gordon kind of stood on the sideline in like the Tommy Hughes way, and Slovati was like looking for him in the huddle, and he couldn't find him, like, because he was covered. They were playing man at one point, and all of a sudden he looked to the sideline after Jeff called hike, and he just went, "Oh!" fuck. And Gordon was open down the sideline, and just Flintstone ran into the end zone. So, I mean, but there wasn't, like I said, we had some drops that we normally don't have. We should have had a pick or two that we dropped to. It was a bad game all around, and Topper, to his credit, played really, really well. And an unnamed Joey Batts did say on the sideline, he goes, Topper always does this in the regular season, and he's just going to be the one seed and blow it to the eight seed, so it doesn't matter.
I saw Drew post game, and he said he will be in the playoffs. So
no weird
no
tattoos.
No tattoos. He assured me he
no,
will
like
not.
Drum circle schedule.
No, I know. I was shocked.
Or a random concert.
Practice squad gave Peachy Platoon a game. I don't know if you guys were playing, but it was 20-19 practice squad at the half. They just shut him out in the second half.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought Platoon was going to just run them over. They didn't.
I wonder if Peachy Platoon knows they're really good, so they're kind of taking these teams lightly.
I don't know. I don't know if
what
I saw Renee
to?
For practice. They lost to Jabronis, but I don't think anybody showed up.
Yeah,
You can't lose to Jabronis with our straight team. There's no way.
No, not with their team they've been bringing out.
McKenzie Agency rolled over the passless chaps. We had a little fun little situation in that game.
Oh, cool. I was going to ask you about something from that game.
Yeah, so I don't know all the details. I kind of saw it. And props out to, once again, Brian Ferger, one of the nicest guys in the league. There was a situation, I think, where Meg caught the ball, Meg, and a guy in passless chaps just ran into her too fast and no control and just almost ran her over.
Like, kind of mad, though, I heard that. There was tension.
It depends on who
already.
You ask.
Right.
Because the second it happened, Prim went freaking apeshit. Of course he's going to.
He walked up to me after the game and said, hey, I don't know if anybody's talked to you yet, but just for the record, I kind of went Prim today, but it was for a good reason, and here's why. And I'm like, well, you're protecting a girl, and if you guys were already, like, at odds and some guy decided to hit a girl too hard, like, I don't care. Punch him in the face if you need to.
Accidents happen, though.
I don't. Passless chaps is so
there's
bad.
There's accidents, and then there's meh.
I don't see them as.
No,
like,
but that's the other.
Just
well,
so
that's
bad
my
at football.
Point. I've talked to those guys a few times. I've had drinks with them. They're really good people.
They are.
And I don't see any of them getting mad enough to just.
They're all super nice.
But here's what happens.
That was definitely lack of body control.
Yeah, but it happens at the end of the half, and everybody's yelling, and all of a sudden, Ferger just goes, everybody on me. Both teams. And I was like, nice. And Ferger's like, you know, he just starts laying down the law and everybody's listening to him. And then that was it. It ended.
I feel like he's the king of
and no moonshine.
He really is. He should be the new commissioner.
Didn't pass around moonshine.
No. Ferger took the ball and ran with it, man. He goes, everybody on me. And he just said, this is how it's going to be. And everybody's like, okay, we got this.
We're done here.
They played football and that was that.
That's what, they had. I saw one play from that game only because it was extremely noticeable from the sideline. McKenzie had a pick, I believe, and they got to the goal line with a guy and then they did the old pitch it to a girl thing. Mm. And I guess when she hit it at the ground first and it bounced out of the back of the end zone, but it looked like she just straight up like went to catch and just pushed it out of the back of the end zone. And a couple people said, what do you guys call there? And I assume that if she pushes it out of the back of the end zone, it's a touchback, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they just get the ball. The other team gets the ball at the 2-point line?
I think it's on the 5. Well, you know what? I got to check the rule. So if you're running and you fumble it, it would be a touchback. The other team would have the ball on the 5, I would assume. No, it would be in the 10.
Because it's weird. Because like, as soon as you break the plane, if you're carrying the ball, like you can't fumble it. You score. But if you pitch it back and she punches it in the air, so like nobody's got control of it.
Yeah, it'd be a touch. Definitely be a touch. It'd probably be the 10. Because it'd be like a safety. Safety's at the 10. It'd have been at the 10.
Yeah. So a few people asked me that, and I'm like, I have literally no idea.
God, I got to team the damn rule book again. HK7 beats Ultimate Warriors 37-17. That was a little bit of a surprise. That game was a little chippy.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warriors do not like to lose.
Who does?
Who are the Ultimate Warriors?
That's Sam and Anthony, the old Shredders.
Oh, okay.
They just got cooler jerseys. Like HK7.
Yeah, those new like neon black things.
Yeah, but it was the guys in red that were just, they were playing good football.
Checkers.
And it was cracking me up, and I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just kind of how I see it. But so they drop back to pass, and the Ultimate Warrior quarterback would underthrow the ball by 7 yards, and then they go pass interference. I'm like, dude, you threw it 7 yards underneath. Like, the guy didn't hit him. It just was a terrible throw. You can't complain about that. It's right. It's uncatchable. It's terrible. Pass interference, you know, and it's like Mo doesn't know what to do. He's like,
it's really
so
rough.
That was it. And that's how basically how the game went. And then HK7 just kept scoring. So,
have they linked up with Joe Russell yet to be their team mascot? Or
I wanted to be like their demigod or something. Like, I was like, hail Joe Russell, you know, like he could wear tassels and the face paint and everything. Like, before the game, he could give a sermon or something. It'd give Joe Russell a nice little project.
Yeah.
He's finally get behind a winner. You know, it would be good. Stegmeyer could be in a robe. He could be like his assistant, or he could be the deacon minister. It would work. So HK7, I believe, is 4-1 or 3-1 now, and Ultimate Warriors are 3-2. So let's go to High Noon
with your 12 o'clock games. Tight ends in motion, scored 37. The Marketing Mares put up 36 in a 1-point loss right there. Gryffindor, 45 on the board. Heavy roll over Tom Morningwood, who put up 6. Buffalo Solar Solutions, 46. Third Inch Long scored 42. And your last game at 12 o'clock right there, PG Platoon with 39. Bipolar Express with 16. Lenny, back to you. Please don't be judgmental.
I'm going to try not to. If we're going to have Marketing Mayors beating school, Emily Curry, you could be the teacher. Like, you guys got their number.
Hey.
Let's talk about this. This was a good day for you guys.
Well, so the ironic part is last session when we played Marketing Mayors, we won by 1 point on the last play of the game. Same thing here. Came down to last play of the game, 1 point.
But you guys were down big.
We were down big. It was 22-7 at halftime. And then we got an inspirational speech from Alex's father. So yes. We have found our new leader.
There you go.
We channeled the supreme powers of baby Jack because Alex just had a baby this week.
Oh, good
week.
For him.
So, yeah. But the skinny on what really happened. So half of our team showed up 10 minutes late. So we started with 3 people.
Stupid.
And just got random people from the sidelines. And
are you going to be like fines for that?
What?
People should be fined for being that late.
I know. I sent a bitchy text. but so everyone was like a little frazzled at first because it's like people are just showing up. We're playing, whatever. So it was kind of even. Then they got ahead. They got a gender touchdown, this, that, and the third. So then second half, we get our inspirational speech. We basically switch to man defense, and they would be at 4-0 on their 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shit was going down.
What did he say in the speech?
I can't, honestly, I kind of blacked out.
Did he just start yelling and you're like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah,
give me a brick wall, light it on fire, let's run through it.
Basically, it was like one of those moments where you're like, oh my God.
He's yelling at us.
We are playing.
Whose idea was it to rush Conniff? That was genius.
Kyle did that. Because
that was great.
Kyle was like, Emily, you and Kate are good enough to go into man defense.
Yep.
Honestly, I'm like a baby giraffe when it comes to rushing in like the mud like that, and I hate rushing. Mm-hmm. So Kyle's like, I'll do it. Like, I'm good. Like, we're the same.
I don't understand
speed.
That. You guys did that against us. Yeah. Remember the play when Cheryl did the stop and go on it, and they're like, they're rushing Emily. I'm like, oh, they're screwed. Like, you should never be
rushing, ever. I hate it.
You're too
so
fast.
Much. I hate it.
That was ingenious. But, and it was hurrying DeFonso.
Right.
He was really hurrying him into some bad throws.
Right. He was. And so they were doing like a 3-2 defense on us. But they basically were setting it up like a treehouse where the middle person was like a deep, far back safety. So then it opened up the sidelines in the middle a lot.
Yeah, because Smith's in the middle and he like has the range to do everything.
Right, but he was so far back.
Yep, because they don't get beat deep. Wow.
Right.
Good for you guys.
Right.
So you guys are now 3-2 heading into the game of the...
Yeah.
I'm going to say the game of the century.
The game of my lifetime.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Gryffindor beat Morningwood. Yeah, nothing to see there. The quarterback didn't show up again. He was 10 minutes late 2 weeks ago. This week, he just bothered not to show up.
I saw Wilburn throwing for them, I think, right?
Yeah.
Did he throw the whole game? Or
Dave's got a pretty decent arm, but it's the old story. Best player now is playing wide receiver. Game over. You know?
Like in Breakfast Club when Pete quarterbacks.
Exactly. Yeah. And JJ showed up, and JJ did pretty good, except, you know, JJ would run the same route over and over and over, and then Moe's running long when Moe is an 8-yard receiver. Moe should never go long. Moe's really good.
Why does everybody hate on Moe?
I don't. What I'm trying to say is Moe is a good possession receiver. Like, he won the game, or not won the game, he tied the game against Sight 2 weeks ago. Moe's a great possession guy. I wouldn't send him long, but at 8 to 10 yards, you throw him the ball, he'll catch it. Why are you running along? It's with a guy who can't throw, you know? It's like, didn't make any sense. Then you got JJ, who's 10 feet tall, to throw the ball. You got Burr, who's like 5'8", and you got JJ, who's 6'5".
Burr's like, spunky.
Throw it up. So, Solar Solutions beat Third Schlong, who is now, if memory serves me right, 2-3. So, then they got a big game coming up this week. They play somebody good this week, too. Oh, they play Ultimate Warriors. They could be staring 2-4. You're talking about your number one seed last year. It could potentially be 2-4 by the end of the day.
Whoa.
I know. And Joe Kay, congratulations to Gordon. He did not go postal.
No.
I thought this was going to be the one that set him off.
He's not going to go postal, for the record.
But are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen now.
Wait, with Bipolar Express?
Yeah, he's not going to do it. Like, he does get a little feisty, but he's not going to, like, go full Gordon because he really doesn't want to. He's really trying to promote, like, a fun atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera.
Can I ask a question?
A lot of girls open in that game, and he was just missing the throws. Well, either they were short or...
That's going to be what's going to happen,
especially on the crossing routes. He would not hit them, and it was short by about 5 yards, unfortunately. I think that game actually could have been closer than it was.
It was closer because, you know, it's funny because, we say Gordon didn't blow up, but that's why I asked if PG Platoon might just be, like, mailing it in when they just see these teams, because it was close for a while. Actually, I think Bipolar Express was winning for like a minute there. It was early, but they were.
But 6 points. I saw girls running up and down the field wide open. It just, you know, Gordon's not a quarterback.
He knows that.
Right. I was going to ask, though, they have a good roster of girls.
They
do. You know what I mean? They're a good squad. So what's going on with that team?
It's just a thing where
it just takes
learning
time
to play together on top of it.
Yeah.
They do have one or two girls I don't think are even on any other rosters.
I don't think so either. But it takes these. I mean, think about Maddie's Angels, like the first time you guys ever played.
Yeah, we went undefeated our first game.
Yeah, but you were in D6.
Yeah.
So we still went undefeated.
You're all D1 girls, too.
My point is, if the first game you ever played against the Angels today would have rolled them over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because you're just way better.
And we're trying to get a smaller roster so more people can get more playing time. Mm-hmm. So over the years, you know, when people leave because of like injuries and whatnot, like we kind of have avoided like adding too many more. That way we get more cohesive as a unit.
Hey, talk about people coming back. Pork Chops, like her late. Is she coming back anytime soon?
She's trying to.
Okay, I was about to say spring would be a good
end of October.
Okay, so spring she'll be back.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time to spring her on the league. Nobody'd see her coming.
She was saying she wants to try to play in October when she comes back.
Wow.
Monster.
Well, the thing with Bipolar, too, is they do have good girls, but I think half of them, especially the ones from Bullet Club, this is their first time playing on an all-girls team.
Yep, so they're figuring out.
And learning how to play defense together on an all-girls team is probably the biggest difference.
Well, you're always playing corner now. You got to play safety now. Like how?
Love it. Well, you do, but the first time you ever played safety, you're probably
like, what the hell's going on here?
I had to learn some things from Coach Jay.
Mm-hmm. See, Moon's telling you she got better with Coach Jay.
Yeah.
We'll hire Coach Jay on a good
gender team. You need someone to like basically be your leader of like, this is what we're doing, and that's me. I'm the Angel.
There you go.
Matt is the pretty face of the team. I am the captain.
The old grizzled vet.
Yeah.
1 o'clock games.
I am the captain now.
She is your captain now.
That's right, you heard her words. 1 o'clock games. Eyes downtown scored 34. Marketing Mayors put up 16. DMX with 46. Cobblestone puts up 8.
Aww.
Third and Schlong 58 points on the hour. Toon Squad with 24. And the Jabroni Jabronis put up 20. And the Bipolar Express with 16. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
Hey, going back to this. Should we ask every girl on the Angels now who they think the captain is? I'd like to hear what their answers would
They're all going to tell
they
you
know.
Me.
Okay. Everybody knows. Maddie will tell you her.
Yeah. Okay, just... He did, because after we played Ace, Ronnie K was talking to Matt like, oh, you run a good ship, blah, blah, blah. You guys look so organized. Matt's like, I don't do anything. He's like, Emily's the one calling everything over there. And the guy was like, no way. That girl's not doing it. And then Matt turned to me and goes, Emily, who runs the show on the Angels? And I was like, me. And Ronnie K was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice. So your buddies, the Mayors, had to play Ice Aww. Downtown to basically grab somebody off the street, and they rolled them. So Marky Mayors had a tough day at the office, 34-16. Cobblestone played DMX in a 5-on-5 battle. Daryl had a female issue once again.
Typical.
That's Topper at toppersports.com. We have something called the sub list. It's got girls' names and numbers on it. It's there for everybody
Does
to use.
Does it have numbers on it?
It kind of does now.
The last one that got emailed Sarah, out did not have any contact information.
Sarah
at
said
all.
She's still getting texts from teams where every week she's like, I have a broken finger.
Lenny sent out a new sub list.
They don't want her to play football.
But like the red cross next to Sarah's name.
Yeah, right.
That IR.
Oh, funny. Third and Schlong beat the Toon Squad. Toon Squad is another new team that's going
to
struggle.
I actually talked to them, though. They're some athletic dudes.
Their quarterback can play football,
yeah,
man. He just goes long too much.
Every time I turned around, he was getting picked off throwing a deep ball.
It's like, dude, just throw it 8 yards.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely new. They said this is like their first time really playing like organized. They played a little bit at
top
Epic,
three
guess,
arm,
but
top three arm in D4 is that quarterback in Toon Squad.
But they like the league and they're excited, so they're pretty cool. I mean, explained a couple things like how you can't, like, they were subbing out of the end zone, you got to do it on the sideline, all that other like little shit. But
I also was trying to figure out what their defense was, and I couldn't for an entire half.
Maybe that's a problem. They gave up 58.
Figure out exactly what they were doing at all. I just saw either Katie or is it Nikki or the other,
Nicole
yep. Keller, both of them just running wild.
I remember they turned around. Tim Dubb was refereeing, and they scored again, third and long. And Tim goes, all the touchdowns are girls.
Yeah, all six of them at one
point.
We're
like, no shit, the guys on that team blow.
Yeah, it was.
I'm kidding.
It was a long day. But
Junior hurt my feelings.
It was funny too, because I guess Sheena was doing a lot of stretching, and somebody's like, "Who's that guy with the?"
It's the best. I love when he's on the sideline.
He's just out there doing his elastic stretches. He's got his elastic bars and his pulleys, and it's pretty cool.
Works.
Poor 40-year plank guy never gets the ball. Doesn't matter.
I saw them throw to him a couple times.
You sure? They probably felt guilty.
And he didn't catch the ball, so that's why he doesn't get the ball.
He felt bad. They just tossed him a bone.
Do we have an update on the graphics?
No, we do not. Topper's in Ireland right now. Like I said, he will not be football Saturday. He's in Ireland. When he gets back.
So his house is completely unlocked.
His hot tub is running. He's going to plug it in.
If you can find it, it's yours. And then
to take a helicopter there.
Shout out to the Universal sub list for the Jabronis Bipolar Express game.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Jabronis showed up and they had only two people. So all of a sudden it was like Ferger and Brent, who are on the sidelines shotgunning beers with me. Like during the first game, it was like, hey, we don't have anybody to play. And all of a sudden Ferger and Brent are like, screw it. Even though they were going to leave at one, like, now we're going to play another football game. And then they still didn't have people, so I asked Ramir if I could be another sub so I could play against Gordon, just because of the sheer hilarity. So, as I was getting my stuff, like a Jabroni or two showed up, so it didn't matter. But Gordon got mad at Ferger, like not legitimately mad. He was just like, but you're the reason. He goes to Ferger, he's like, you're the reason they won this game. Because Ferger played really excellent defense. He stopped a few touchdowns on his own by just knocking down the ball and everything like that. And, I mean, it was the same thing. Props to Bipolar Express for getting better at each game they play, but I mean, it's going to take another.
Hey, 32 points in two games for them is pretty good.
Yeah, it was better than
it was. It's more than they hit all season.
Exactly. So,
well, and that last drive, Gordon had two out and ups that were wide open that he missed through.
That's true.
That
he called because that's what we call, because they had Brent playing. They were playing. Must have been playing man, right? So Brent was covering Liz on the outside. And we're like, and I go to Liz. I go, tell Gordon that you're running an out and up, and it's going to go really well for you guys. And she said something, and then they ran a play that they didn't do, but then they did the same play where. The next play, she did it and just dusted Brent, was open by like a gajillion yards. But he also had a girl on the other side do it too, and she was open too. And I don't know if it's because of like maybe it's easier for Gordon to throw that way, but he threw it to the other girl, and it definitely was a drop. That shouldn't have been a drop because she'd have been walking in, whereas I'm pretty sure Liz may have caught it. I mean, I think Zach might think otherwise, but that's fine.
In time. Gordon will get there in time.
He will, and that's fine. And then he broke out the train whistle for the express, and like we were having a good time. So
maybe
was that the game that he chucked the ball at somebody?
Or that was the
was
game.
It the game before, which one did that happen? I'm sorry, he got the ball chucked at him.
Somebody chucked the ball at Gordon?
Yeah,
I missed that part.
There was an interception, and I think he two handed somebody pretty hard on the side.
One of his own girls, I'm assuming, threw the ball at him.
Yeah. No. I think that. Well, I think
like JG or something just whipping the ball at Gordon's head.
I think Gordon and Peachy Platoon were getting a little snippy at each other. That's why, because like I said, it was close all of a sudden, and then Peachy Platoon got kind of mad. So all of a sudden, they threw it to this one kid. He's got to be like 10 pounds soaking wet. He's fast as hell. His name's Washington. That's all I know.
Maybe the semi-pro guy.
He might be. It was a little black guy. He got a little like fur on his chin. But they threw it high to him, and he probably jumped 40 feet in the air. It looked like
Gordon.
It was ridiculous. Like, I mean, he jumped very, 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 very high. Like, I couldn't believe his vertical. And that's just what ended up happening. So, of course, then they got snippy there. So that might have been that game.
There was also a guy in Jabronis that was playing in high top basketball shoes, like
yes.
No spikes at
yes.
all. And
oh my gosh,
and he was well,
really, really fast.
He played really well. Yeah. He was really fast.
Maybe if they affiliated with the Diamond Dolls, they would have more success.
The Diamond Dolls.
You never know in the spring. Stranger things have happened.
I know.
2 o'clock games.
That's right. We were short by 1 hour's worth of games this week, so 2 o'clock. You're going prime time. You ready,
Boom.
Baby? Oh, no. Puckett All Scars scored 30 points. Buffalo Solar Solutions with 0. Winner!
Okay.
Scores 30 in the Hung Buffalo. 29. Salino Suarez put up 37 in the Jabron Hayes with 22. And we do have a late arriving score update. That was Pocket All-Stars with 30 and the Buffalo Solar Solutions with 20, not 0. Those are your 2 o'clock games.
Sometimes some of us have like 30 seconds into the scores and they run out of time and make mistakes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It was my fault, my bad. Zach Witters in probably the second best game of the day beat Hung Buffalo 30-29. What happened?
Hey. First half, we were getting beat pretty bad, but their 3 touchdowns were all guy touchdowns, only 1 conversion, so they only had 19. Our only touchdown was a gender, so it was 19-9 at half. We stopped them, but then took a safety, and so we were down pretty bad, but had a pick, and we switched to man defense in the second half, and mm-hmm. they barely moved the ball at all at us in the second half. And then we went up 9, could do nothing but only give up a guy touchdown, and of course we went and gave up a gender touchdown to make it a 1-point game.
I hate when that happens.
And well, that's actually on me. I lost a girl in the end zone in man defense, completely on me. They scored, and I got to give them credit. They went for 2, went for the win a little over a minute left, and of course threw a jump ball to Greg in the back, and it was overthrown, and we ended up winning the game. But it got pretty chippy at times, as I think
it does with that team,
as you expect mm-hmm. out of Hung Buffalo, and mm-hmm. So their quarterback got thrown out for a series from a hit.
Did
and,
anyone get a fat lip in that game?
No, because I took the hit to the chest instead of to the face, so okay. Where he got tossed. So that was, but yeah, that was we had a collision in the first half that I can understand why he thought it was probably intentional in the first half, and then we came to shoves in the middle of the field. Then that split up, and then I paid for it in the second half, I think. So
angry. Come on, Buffalo.
Yeah, but no, it was I got to give it, our quarterback started making really good reads in the last 3 drives in the second half, and we scored our last 3 drives and held them. They punted twice, I think, against us, and we intercepted them once. And
you guys probably had a decided speed advantage, I'm assuming, in that game, right?
We did, yeah. Yeah.
They had you by size, you had the speed.
Yeah, we just had to figure out how to use it, and that was the whole reason to go man, is that they couldn't beat us.
True.
So Alex's father did not give you guys a halftime speech?
He did not, no.
Okay. Wait.
It was Joey Batts telling us that it was a blowout and that we were done at half, and that was his because he was
your buddy Joey Batts.
He was roughing our game, and I said, hey, we were only 1 gender score away from tying this, and he's like, I called him out at the end. He's like, I was just giving you motivation. So
of course, yeah. He was
your quarterback is good.
He is. He's got a strong arm. Sometimes he doesn't trust his reads. He'll go to make the first throw. It'll be there and he'll pump and then the window will close and then that's when the rush is on him and mm-hmm. that's you saw it. He just then throws the ball up. He throws it long and gets himself in a little bit of trouble. But he started to make the reads in the second half, just realizing that the 10 yards over and over and
Tell
over
him,
again.
First person just, he sees, yep. just chuck it.
Yeah.
So you guys are now 2-3. You guys are in the seventh seed. Like, there was some talk. I think I was writing this in the article I wrote. You guys were, there was like two spots and four teams, but I think you guys won this game. So you guys are out of harm's way now. You're probably going to go up to the 5-7 somewhere in there by the time the season's over.
Yeah. We have to make sure I want to win at least two more games, but not leave it up for that. I'd like to win the rest of them. But,
you've played Angels already? Have you played Quinn?
We play them this week.
Okay. So after Quinn, it should be an easy ride after
that. We'll beat them down for you. All
right. Well, you guys and Quinn aren't buddies, are you?
But yeah, we have Vandalay left, and then we have Ace and Hope and Rune. So two teams that are below us, I think, for the rest of the...
So Hope and Rune's just folded like a 10 so far. 0-4.
Yeah, what happened to them?
I don't know. I honestly, has Trembeth been there a lot? I think that's the only thing I can think of. Well, Mike's a quarterback and he's pretty good. I don't think he's been there for a couple weeks. Maybe that's it.
I guess last season was the hope and this one's the ruin.
Great drop, Joe. Okay.
We do want a rematch against Maddie's after losing to him by a point at the start of the first week of the season. So we thought that we should have had that game.
You'll get it in the playoffs. Ended,
so.
Maybe. You never know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I don't want to play Ace again. That was a snoozer.
No way, Jose. Puckett All-Stars 30, Buffalo Soil Solutions 20, and Celine beat Jabronis. They made it to field one. Did you hear what Jill said about it?
Yeah,
what?
She was pissed she got that field because it was a hot mess.
She goes, my team's going to hate me. This field's a muddy mess. She goes, we want to go back to field 5. So they made it up to field 1, didn't think much of it, and that was it.
That's funny.
So both of those teams have like low-key girls who are really good that people don't really know about.
Yes.
The Jabronis have Riley, the brunette girl. Mm-hmm. She catches everything. She's like a Jamie Stammel, your person that floats low, catches everything. And then, what's it called? Celino has Katie Swanson, who...
Is that the brunette girl? She's really good.
It's like reddish.
Yeah, kind of. She's good.
Yeah. She'll just kind of... She does this thing, it's funny, where she pretends she'll be lazy and like not really run and kind of stand around, and then people who are manning her think they don't have to try, and then she'll just do like a go or an out and up and smoke somebody and get a full field touchdown.
I saw sub request. Racks and Sacks and Kleckler's game got postponed, but I saw Riley Moser, is it? Like, it's like D6 sub, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is this another super sub girl nobody knows about?
No. Here we go again. She's a good player, but it's not like.
I just found it interesting. It just made me laugh when you said that name. I'm like, because it seems like every awesome girl in the world is hiding out in the lower division.
Oh, the brofish asked?
Yes.
Because she's in the Jabronis and the brofish are friends, so she's in that whole group.
So we have to add them to the corporation?
Yes.
Kind of.
Sticky brofish and. Well, Sticky brofish and motion. Sticky Jabroni Bro Fish in Motion.
Yeah.
No, I'll think of something.
You'll have to work.
I'll get back to y'all. So we're at that time of the day. We go to our LVPs and MVPs. Zach, we'll start with you. Who is your LVP and MVP this week?
LVP actually going to give to Fall Fest because it took a lot away.
Stole mine. I can't do it now.
A lot away from the league this week. I know I think, Joe, we were there at like 5:30, and there was maybe six people there at that point in time.
That's right.
And it was pretty dead, and with the game's getting canceled early, there was really nobody around. I don't know. MVP, there's, I think, two. I got to actually, for the first time in a while, give it to the referees of our game to keep it calm and not let it get out of control, as it probably could have. And then to actually our just Witters in general for a comeback that I thought we were kind of dead in the water at half and came back in the second half and won a game that we were not looking good in. So.
Nice. Emily Curry, LVP, MVP.
LVP is going to go to me because I picked my friends the Jabronis on the spin wheel, and then they got the prize or punishment, and they got punishment, and I felt really bad.
It's not a bad punishment, though.
What's
valet,
the punishment?
I'm talking about my MVP. Stop.
Valet for 2 hours sober.
Well, no, they're going to valet park cars and fluorescent traffic vests. They can be drinking when they do it, but they can't drive the cars. But we're going to get them traffic vests and cones. And we're going to actually Topper. This is how funny our lives are. So Topper and I talk on Sunday. He goes, "Hey, can you get some flares?" And I'm like, "Wait, what?
Flares?"
Topper wants them in traffic vests, holding cones, and he wants flares all over the place for some reason. I'm like, I will get to work and see what I can do about getting flares.
That's crazy.
Yes, MVP.
My MVP is Dr. Buckless. That's Alex's father.
He's a doctor.
He is. He's a pediatrician.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, for being the leader that tight ends in motion desperately needed per
you
the
You guys
Godfather.
Get him on like a podium now and let him stand on it at halftime.
That's
Let's
a great
really get
idea.
Into these halftime speeches.
That's a great
you
idea.
You should get him in a robe, put him on the stage, and have him hold the potted plant, especially against Hootie.
Oh.
He holds it
and
up like this.
And then smash the potted plant on the ground.
Kleckler cries. Like, do that as an intimidation tactic.
Oh, my. At one point, Stoner Dave and I were practicing the best way to throw the potted plant. I was doing, like, a hammer oh throw with it, and he was doing the thing where it's like a seesaw, where you go like, like that.
Lord help us
all. I have good hammer throw form, though, from track, so...
Nice.
I knew what I was doing.
Joseph of K, LVP, MVP.
I mean, I guess for LVP, I couldn't really, nobody really did anything terrible because, like Zach said, there wasn't a ton of people there because of the whole Ellicottville shenanigans. I think I'm going to throw it again at Celino for not spinning the prize and punishment wheel.
No doubt.
Because that still irritates me. And even last week, you know.
Wait, why didn't they spin it?
They won it the week before and they declined the prize and punishment wheel.
Yeah, they respectfully declined.
Yeah, see,
they didn't spin it.
That face you're making is the face.
Yeah. Leslie Cook stood up and said, I will spin the wheel.
I'm not doing
it.
And that's
I'll
super
talk
lame.
To them about it.
Yeah, that was totally lame.
And then on top of it, because we only had, like I said, there's probably only like maybe 8 teams represented at the wheel spin this week because of the numbers. They were one of them again. And I said, hey, we'll let you spin the prize and punishment wheel now instead of being like bitches about it. And they're still like, no, we're good. We're still good. I'm like, all right, well. Get out of the league if you're not going to be fun. Like, who cares? I hate people like that.
How sad is it that Coach Jay got picked on the wheel because he has his own spot? And because he's such a nice person, he was cleaning up the fields. And so he wasn't there to get his prize.
Don't you represent him, though, somehow?
I wasn't there either. I was helping clean the fields.
Oh, you guys are the nicest people ever.
Damn, anyway, we're going to have to change the rules on the wheel again. God, you guys are killing me.
I guess I'll...
Can you just make it mandatory that you have to spin the second wheel to get your $100 or else
I almost
just
feel like, yeah, I feel like you only get $50 if you don't spin the other... But then you... No, leave it out. No, don't do that. I won't shit fully on Selena, though. Like, my LVP, I guess, is just my own team because we showed up and we didn't come to play and what we were actually hyping up as like kind of a big game and... We just got smoked, and that was not fun.
Yeah, sorry, you guys got the primetime feel.
It's fine. Yeah, I know, even that. And it's just, whatever. You're going to drop balls and not show up. What are you going to do? For MVP, I got a few, I guess. Like, I feel like a lot of people were MVPs. I feel like Ferger was an MVP for all the reasons you stated earlier. But, like, I feel like I picked him, like, 17 times at this point, so I don't want to do that. My MVP, I think I'm going to give it to Jill Dibble from Jabronis because they won the wheel. They spun the prize and punishment. We finally got our first punishment. And instead of them being like even like the least bit like, oh, this is terrible, they owned it. They're like, we want vests. We want this. We want to make it awesome. Like, they're making it like kind of not a punishment, which is pretty much the whole point of it. So they're going to have like a good time with it. And like the only real question is like, do you really want them driving your car? But jokes aside, I mean, the other MVP, I'll give it to Ramir. He stayed at the bar. He was the last one at the bar with me. And he also had a great idea with Topper about potentially having a Joe K Appreciation Day. And for that, Ramir is going to get a little shout-out for that, too. So with that, Leonard, what about your MVP LVPs?
Quickly, too. My MVP, Team Topper has gotten a lot of crap from both myself and my new adversary, the Godfather, in press. They are 5-0. They have deserved it. They have played lights out. Davis is on fire. Drew's playing well. The Clark sisters are firing. And Topper, at age God knows what, is just dealing right now. And it's nice to see Silvati back. Him and Nixon ref the game. Mike Silvati, in my opinion, with all due respect to Coach Jay, is the best ref in this league. Always has been, always will be. He is awesome. If Coach Jay and Silvati ref the D1 championship and I was in it, I would be like, let's do this. My LVP is simple. I'm going to tell you a quick story. It was 11:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I was walking the football fields, minding my own business, being nice as always. And that's when it happened. Well, what is it? A young blonde walked over to me, introduced herself to me, and what do you think she said to me 37 seconds later?
Can I sub?
No, she said, you're pretty judgmental. I'm not going to say her name, but what I'm going to tell you is this. At 11:37, I looked up into the sky, and I asked God why. I was upset. I was distraught. I was hurt. And I'm going to be a diva. I'm going to carry this on for 4, 5, 6 weeks. I might have a plane. I might hire a banner. I might put some messages on it and fly around the fields. I don't know yet. All I know is that this woman should be ashamed of the way she acted and the way she talked. And I'm not judgmental. I'm nice.
Who said you were judgmental, Leonard?
I can't say her name.
Leonard, who hurt you?
I This is called a teaser. We're going to have to wait till next week.
This is about confronting who hurt you.
I'm not ready to talk about it yet. That's as far as I could go.
He's ready to make an airplane banner. But he's
all I know is my feelings were hurt. We'll get to it next week. Final thoughts, everybody. We're going to go around the room one more time. Zach Newberry, final thoughts heading into Saturday.
I didn't really prepare for this one. Final thoughts at it. It's just, again, great. I thank you guys for putting on this league. I know every once in a while you say that you're leaving for good, and we.
I'm gonna eventually. I swear to God, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Oh, stop.
I'm coming for.
We still keep coming back and putting on the league. It makes it entertaining.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, we brought in a good group of people that I've always played softball with, have always wanted in the league, and we finally got our team in the lower division. Hopefully we start doing better and coming on up, and maybe next year you'll make it allowed to play on two teams again.
We're going to discuss it. It's definitely in the works. But we're going to call it the
Bring
Dave Baker
Zach
role.
Back.
Bring Zach back.
It might work more if we call it the Dave Baker role.
Fine, the Dave Baker rule.
Whatever.
Is.
I'll allow it. If
gives you what
rule.
You want.
The Dave Newberry rule? Zach Baker rule.
Yeah. Emily, final thoughts?
At high noon on Saturday, everyone's favorites, Maddie's Angels, plays. We are the number one seed, mind you. Plays the number two seed. All we do is Quinn. The people's, whatever you want to call them.
Champions?
No.
They are definitely not the people's champions.
No, they're not the people's champions. That'll be a showdown.
It should.
Bring your popcorn.
Is that field one?
No, we didn't get prime time.
It might get flex schedules. You never know. We're going to talk about that. Actually, Topper's not going to be here, so Ramir and I can do whatever we want.
Oh, man. You guys are going to field five.
We might move everything to field one.
You guys are going to be at the firehouse.
Maddie Angels is going to be playing All We Do Is Quinn in the parking lot.
It's going to be amazing.
And tire them out for our game against
Social experiment.
Inside
what would happen
Hell
if
in
they
a Cell. That'd be awesome.
It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it will. Bring your popcorn. Bring your beer. Cotton candy.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
This past weekend, I had the joy and pleasure of DJing another TSL couple's wedding. With that, I can't thank the people within the league enough for calling on us, Five Star Productions, for your weddings. Big congratulations going out to Lindsay. And I do wish we have more time to be at the fields, but as more of you get married, the less time we have to be at the fields. But we do look forward to seeing you at the banquet. I did hear from the Godfather this past week. The dates are currently being discussed. Lenny will fill you in this week. And with that, that's my final words.
Joseph K., what do you say?
Mine was actually wedding-related as well. I wanted to give a big shout-out to Aaron from Topper's team, the tall dude who kind of looks like Jared Allen a little bit. He's a super nice guy, and it's his wedding day, and he still showed up to the field
to play
because, quote-unquote, it's Bullet Club. So that's really fun, and, you know, he played a lot. He didn't play a ton because, you know, if he broke his leg on his wedding day, that'd probably be very bad, but he still came to the bar. We did a pre-wedding shot. He hung out. Like, that's super awesome. So I just want to say congratulations to him on his wedding day, and he's a really good guy, so I'm just happy for him. Leonard, finish us off, bro.
Well, once again, thank you all for listening. Thanks to Zach. Thanks to Emily. Thanks to Joe K.
No problem.
I really don't have much. It was a great Saturday last week. We are definitely going to miss Topper on Saturday. Usually I'm the one that misses, but shockingly, I will be there, I think.
Knock the whole time?
We will see. Ramir and I will hold the fort down and do the best we can. Lastly, you know what? My final thought is this, I guess. Yes, I'm still distraught over being called judgmental, but I'm looking forward to like some of the big money games in this league. And I think there's one that really hasn't been mentioned enough. That's at 2:00. It's going to be on field one, and that's going to be between Tight Ends in Motion and Hootie and the Brofish. Like, I love friendly rivalries like this. This is what makes the league great. So I think you're going to have two teams that are not only friends with each other, but they're playing for a lot because 1-3-1 and 1-3-2 and seeds matter in D1 more than any other league because there's some teams you want to play and some teams you don't want any part of in the first round. Mm-hmm. So trust me when I tell you, you want a higher record in D1. That's the higher you are, the better off you are come playoffs. So I'm looking forward to just a war at 2:00 on field one. So thanks for listening, everybody, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Thanks Bye-bye. For listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you. I'm so